Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include J.W. Jung Seed Company, Wollersheim Winery, and Rockweiler Insulation. You too can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Find out more at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from The Hostel Shop in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, helping customers rediscover the joy of cycling with recumbent trikes and bikes and 24 years of recumbent experience. More at hostelshop.com.
Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
Somewhere south of Sunday, I'll be fine. Oh, you picture perfect queen. Pitching picture perfect scene. Having had enough of that. Drop the gas and strike the match.
I'm Glenn Moberg, and today Route 51 becomes a rural route as we take the dusty back roads to the blue canvas cover for our own version of Tent Show Radio with our guests Michael Perry and Phil Anich, who will be performing tonight at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Michael Perry is a true Renaissance man, if that phrase has ever been applied to a pig farmer before. He is a New York Times best-selling author, a humorist, and a singer-songwriter who performs with a rocking country band known as the Long Beds. But tonight, there will be 20 people on stage at the Grand Theater. Phil Anich is a singer-songwriter and a Big Top Chautauqua veteran and has recently released his first CD, Writing My Vocal Range. Michael Perry's CDs include Never Stand Behind a Sneezing Cow and with the Long Beds, Tiny Pilot. His newest book is titled From the Top, Brief Transmissions from Tent Show Radio. It is, in fact, the 20th anniversary of Tent Show Radio, and Perry and Anich and company have taken the show on the road to Eau Claire and Madison. And tonight they'll be at the Grand Theater in Wausau, Friday night in Appleton. There are still tickets available for tonight's performance in Wausau. I'm going to give you a phone number right now. This is the phone number for the Grand Theater if you're interested in buying tickets. 715-842-0988. That's 842-0988. Now, I'll give you another phone number in case you've got a piece of paper and a pen at home. If you'd like to speak to Michael and Phil, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742, or you can simply put a comment or question on our Route 51 Facebook page, and I will read it on the air. Michael and Phil are here. We have a guitar with them, and gentlemen, as far as I'm concerned, it's your show, so take it away. I'm just going to close the door and leave you two in control.
That sounds like a huge mistake.
Well, what can we expect at the Tent Show Radio show tonight at the Grand Theater?
Well, this is Mike speaking. For me, it's just a pleasure to be there. It's a real treat for me. I spend a lot of my time all alone, either holed up in my little room over the garage just writing, or else out on book tour all by myself with boxes of books and just going from town to town. And so for me, it's a real thrill to show up at a little theater and walk in, and there's a whole bunch of my friends are there, and I get to join them on stage. And Phil's one of those friends. He's been with Tent Show from the beginning.
Phil?
Yeah, I've been with Big Top from the beginning, and joining me and people that have first players with Big Top Chautauqua, joining me are Jack Gunderson, Tom Mitchell, Bruce Bowers, Bruce Burnside, and we'll have Ed Willett, Andy D, Jane Alexson, Corey Carlson, and some special guests are along with Michael doing his monologues and music with the Blue Canvas Orchestra.
So this is not a Michael Perry and the Long Bed show by any stretch of the imagination. We've got 20 people on stage.
Yeah, I host Tent Show Radio, and I'm just pleased as punch to be doing that. But I am a guest. I am a late arriving guest to the Tent Show show. So I'm up there with a lot of different folks.
Well, this was started by what, Warren Nelson 20 years ago?
Actually, it was started, if you really want the history, you got to go back to about 1975 when Warren had a great idea and Betty Ferris, his partner, said, Warren, I'll tell you what, why don't you work on your idea and I'll bring in the groceries for a year. He wrote a show called Martin County Hornpipe of his hometown down in Fairmont, Minnesota. The band eventually migrated up, Bruce Burnside chasing his heart, and the band following. They came up to Bayfield County. There they did a show where I joined them and some other local people. We did a show, Souvenir Views, about Washburn. We did another show called Riding the Wind about Bayfield, the Apostle Islands. This was now 1980. 5. And with that,
and that show went on the road, didn't it?
No. With that, what we did was we caught the attention of some people, some wonderful people, Bill and Betty Hewlings, Mary Rice, and they bankrolled the beginnings of establishing a 501c3 Lake Superior Big Top Chautauqua, and it's just been under that umbrella ever since. So then in 1993, with the help of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board, Ten Show Radio was founded. It was an idea by Dale Baggerly, and that's where that element of Lake Superior Big Top Chautauqua that brings us here today.
And Phil, you've been not only on stage at Big Top Chautauqua, you've been working really behind the scenes for the whole time.
I was volunteering from the first day, and I became the first employee aside from the founders, Warren Nelson, Betty Ferris, Carolyn Sneed, Tom Lindsay, Sally Kessler. I was the first employee hired. I like to think that my job, if anything, had mass, I was responsible for it.
How unique is the experience of performing under the Big Top?
Well, this is Mike speaking. I love it up there, and I get to brag on the tent pretty freely because I was a fan of the tent long before I ever set foot on stage there, and certainly long before I had the privilege of hosting Tent Show Radio. I've written, as a matter of fact, in the book Truck, A Love Story, I write about the woman who was then my girlfriend and would become my wife, although during the trip she informed me she wouldn't become my wife quite as quickly as I hoped. We were on our way up to the Big Top, and I write about going up there to see
She
you.
Wanted to give you a performance review at the
she
6
did.
Month
at
6 stage,
months, right? She said, well, I was all in it about 6 weeks, and she said, well, we'll talk in 6 months. But we went up there, and in that book, I actually write a little bit. It's a short version of the history and about Warren and all he did to set that place up. I love going up there to perform, but I loved going up there just to see shows.
And you've got a new book, too, which is, I got a copy of it right here. It's called From the Top, Brief Transmissions from Tent Show Radio.
Yeah, that was a privilege. I started doing these monologues for Tent Show Radio, and then we had a good little collection of them. And Wisconsin Historical Society Press approached me and asked if I'd like to consider putting those together into a book and releasing them. And that's what we've done. And gosh, that book, it's been a great little surprise. We just found out it's been nominated for a Midwest Book Association Award, and it's also up in New York City. It's up for the Benjamin Franklin Humor Award.
New York City.
That's right. We're going to the big town. I want to just say also that Phil is being humble because he does do everything. I watch him lead shows, sing, perform, but I've also gotten there early for sound check and found him up on a ladder patching holes in the canvas. So he really is doing it all up there.
How much of a transition is it for you to take this show, which is designed for being under the canvas, and bringing it indoors to a venue like the Grand Theater?
I'll let Phil speak about it, but I have to say that for me, it's about the spirit of the thing. It's that in the moment, live feel. Now, there's no question that seeing the show under canvas is absolutely special. I always say that place is, it's supposed to, I think, hold 900, but it makes them feel like a cozy dozen. And the sound and of the audience and the music that coming off that canvas, there's just this gentleness to it. But at the end of the day, it comes down to a live performance. Live performers with live audience members right there, and Phil can speak to that. You feel that wherever we're performing.
Yes, I agree with you. If I can go back, I you asked, you know, where this thing kind of came from. We were doing those shows, you know, and we had by this time a handful of them. And that was when they said, you know, you guys should have a home to be doing these. We like the idea that you are making a connection in the history with the history and the place that we have here. So, and it was a very soft footprint. If it didn't work, no big deal. You set up a tent. And our mission was to continue to write new historical musicals that made this connection. We then started embellishing our seasons with acts from, you know, they were small acts to begin with as we were cautious as we grew. And this thing now evolved to where, you know, we're probably going to have near $1 million in ticket sales this year on our 29th season.
And you've got a real eclectic mix of people who perform there every summer. Ziggy Marley is going to be playing
there.
Yeah,
and this is the artistic director. In this case, wearing two hats, our executive director, Terry Meyer, is the one that programs Big Top Chautauqua. So it continues to have this mix of these historical musicals, these employing the BCO in various ways, and some of the local and regional talent. But the tent, there is really something special about it. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's different. You know, we've been in there and where there were problems, it's like you're on a ship. Uh-huh. Generally, you're dry inside the tent. You know, I can't say that in 29 years that has always been the case, you know, but we've had freak things happen here, you know, but it is so much like a ship. It's got, you know, just these seemingly acres of canvas that are in the air that are held down by ropes and poles, and when the wind is nailing it or when the rain is coming down so hard that you can barely hear yourself think. But it's really quite an adventure. And we've tried to do everything we can to make it a wonderful experience. You are 3 miles away from the closest, or 2 miles away from the closest highway, so there's none of that noise. If you're used to the city and you just have this ambient noise, this ambient light.
And you're up on the side of a mountain,
You're up on the side of Mount Ashwaubay Ski Hill. You can see the northern lights at night oftentimes. You climb up a little bit. You can look out over the Apostles, the Gaylord Nelson Wilderness area. You know, just one of the most spectacular bodies of fresh water in the world.
Well this show today is about bringing Tent Show Radio on the road, and you will be performing at the Grand Theater tonight. Let's listen to one of the songs that's going to be performed. This is called Dreamboat.
Once upon the shallow shifting waterway, in the clang, banging racket of a time long gone, in the flush, all rushing northern steamboat days, the St. Croix was a main traveled road. Though nothing will ever compare with the Mississippi parade, once it was payday in the St. Croix train, all the way up to St. Croix Falls, all the way down to the Prescott Levee. Running the St. Croix trade, up and down the river, 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 up and down the river in the Dreamboat, Steamboat heyday. Now she's laying at the still water.
Dreamboat, Steamboat heyday.
Heydays.
Keep this ticket inside a table. And again, you're going to have 20 people on stage tonight at the Grand Theater.
Well, and as I'm listening to this music, also remembering that there's a big visual component as well. There are historical photos, there are images on a giant screen behind the stage throughout the performance and throughout this song in particular.
That's been Betty Ferris's realm, you know, from, as I said, going back to 1976 with that first show. And
yeah,
she's been our visuals director and, of course, co-founder of the organization.
And one of my favorite things about Betty is that when the big show is going, I wander back, and she's always back there all alone making sure all those images are up, and give her a little wave. That's my moment of peace during the show.
And what's nice about this particular song, but also a lot of what you do, is it really feels like Wisconsin, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's the real deal. And I love it because I think I come from that red barn, black and white cows, green fields part of Wisconsin, and what I love is to be reminded about the maritime aspects of Wisconsin.
Michael Perry and Phil Anich, Tent Show Radio. They're going to be at the Grand Theater tonight. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-780-9742. Let's go to Judith in Grand Marsh. Judith, you're on the radio with Michael and Phil.
Anybody in the state who can get to this performance has to buy a ticket. If they're less than $100, you're giving them away. We saw Michael Perry in the Adams Theater a couple of weeks ago. It was one of the best nights my husband and I ever spent together. He's absolutely wonderful. If he gets the Ben Franklin Award for a book, he deserves the Hal Holbrook Doing Mark Twain Award for his performance. I know he had the advantage of really being Michael Perry, but Mark Twain is who we were thinking of. God bless him. Thank you so much.
You're very kind.
Thank you, Judith, so much. And again, there are still tickets available tonight. And if you're interested, the Grand Theater number is 842-0988. That's 715-842-0988. If you've never been to the Grand Theater, well, it's not the same as being under a tent, but it is a beautiful old Art Deco theater that has been completely restored. You won't believe how beautiful it is inside. There's not a bad seat in the house, and the acoustics are marvelous.
Michael, your mother's done a really good job of disguising her voice there. Yeah. I've never heard her do that version of Judith before.
You're making me squirm.
Well, Judith thinks a lot about you, Michael, but in this book, From the Top, you say you're not cool. You've got a whole chapter on coolness. And Ricky Lee Jones is cool, and Ray Charles is cool, and Aretha Franklin is cool, but Michael Perry is not cool. Now, how can that be?
Oh, man, I am a flat-footed clodhopper from way back. My grandma used to call me Grace because I was knocking stuff over, and when I'm playing with the band, my banjo player Billy sits behind me, and he always has to protect his instruments in water from me kicking them over. And no, I think one of the coolest things you can do if you're not cool is realize you're not cool. And certainly, there are just certain people that have it. Willie Nelson has it, right? Whatever Willie does is cool. He can show up playing golf in running shoes, and he's still cool. And I don't have that, but I do have I try to derive humor from my own incompetence, and boy, have I got a lot of that.
Well, Michael, I like what you brought to our attention about when you're using cheaters now.
Yes, I talk at the show. I often do a monologue. I'll probably do it tonight about wearing cheaters. I've now hit that age where I got to use these.
Let's all hold our cheaters in the air, gentlemen.
These special glasses.
And you no longer have to be
right. And one of the great beauties, as Phil is feeding me the line here, the great beauty of cheaters is once you start wearing cheaters, cool is over. So the pressure's off. I don't even have to pretend.
But you do have that Ben Franklin thing going, right? You can look over the eyeglasses and impart your wisdom on younger people whose eyesight is still in good shape.
And even if you don't have wisdom, you look like you do. And that's the key, really.
Yeah, you're right that with cheaters, the nice thing is, you know, you can get them for like $3 a pair.
Oh, that's pretty high end. Yeah, I mean, you can get them even cheaper, and I recommend, you know, you just buy them in bulk and just throw them everywhere. I think I have a line that if I could afford it, I'd hire a crop duster to spread them over the farm in general, because you never have a pair when you need them, except there's maybe three perched on top of your head.
You know, you're also a registered nurse and an emergency medical technician, in addition to your many other careers. And you write that you were on a medical call once, and because you didn't have your cheaters with you, it was a serious thing.
It's the rare serious moment in that piece, which is I went out on a call at 2 or 3 in the morning, a little old lady having cardiac symptoms, and she was very frightened and understandably so, and I was trying to reassure her and doing the things I've done for over 20 years now and taking her vital signs when all of a sudden I realized I couldn't read the blood pressure cuff. And it was the first time I ever realized that my eyes could be a liability for someone else, and so as soon as I got home, I put a couple pair of cheaters in my rescue kit.
And you're still doing that. You're still going out on emergency calls. You're still being a paramedic in addition to being an author and a musician and a band leader and a pig farmer.
Terminology-wise, I do want to say I'm a first responder. I've worked at various levels of EMS over the years. At this point, I'm working as a first responder, responding with a paramedic service. But, yeah, you know, that just keeps me in touch with reality. And I love volunteering for the fire department. It's been a part of my life, EMS or fire, for 25 years now. It just feels natural. And as far as the pig farming, Phil's going to call me out if I don't say it.
I got so busy
that I haven't had pigs for 2 years now, so I call myself now I'm in the theoretical pig business. And theoretical pigs are a lot easier to take care of.
Is that kind of like if pigs fly?
Yeah, well, theoretical pigs can do whatever you want them to.
Let's listen to another track from Tent Show Radio tonight, and It Could Be You.
Sounds good.
All right.
Sure, yeah. I get to play with the BCO on this one. This is
with the BCO?
Blue Canvas Orchestra.
That's tonight's Big Top Chautauqua. No, that's Big Top Chautauqua's band.
Daddy told me not to go Carbon County 402 Reservation Blues.
pimps and prostitutes. 2020 in a nudie suit. White boy loves his olive girl. Word a word a girl. Could be me, could be you. Could be me, could be you. Could be me, could be you. It could be you. Devil's teeth in turpentine. Revelations over time. Walk all night and I made the line. I'm way behind. Junebug dying on the screen. Evidence of things unseen. Drop your money in the jar if you get that far. Could be me, could be you. Could be me, could be you. Could be me, could be you. It could be you. Searching for a higher plane. Settle in and spread the blame. Cut the check and sign your name. It's all the same.
Phil Anich, this is the Blue Canvas Orchestra, as you were saying, the house band for Big Top Chautauqua.
That's correct. That's and we not only been playing all these historical musicals and variety shows all these years, we've been touring. Our first big tour that we did was in 1992. And since then, we've been on the road. Probably the big turning point was with Wisconsin Sesquicentennial 30th Star, and we toured that a ton around the state for a number of years. Old Minnesota Song of the North Star, Centennial Green. You know, we've had literally 15, 20 of these shows, you know, that...
Michael Perry, how is it different performing with this group than your normal backup band, the Long Beds?
Well, I'm always one to quickly credit musicians. You know, I'll take singer-songwriter. I know a few chords, and I write the songs to sing them. But the distinction I make is that these folks have just been practicing their craft for so long. And what I love about playing with the BCO is... They sit in a semicircle around me, and it feels like it, because if I fluff a lyric or if I get a little bit hazy, they just come right in and support me and take me right home. And they're tremendous musicians, and it's fun to let them stretch a little bit on some of the instrumental breaks. And no, it's terrific. Yeah. And it's always fun to hear your songs interpreted by someone else, so you get a new twist.
How long have you been channeling Waylon Jennings? You know, I listen to your stuff with the Long Beds and close my eyes, and it's almost like he's back with us
if
again.
If only. Wow. He was my first great literary influence. Long before I played music or knew any chords, he's the guy who suggested to me. I was a 16-year-old kid working on a ranch in Wyoming. We were driving a big old ranch truck, and an 8-track tape fell out, and it was Waylon Jennings, and my boss jammed that in there, and I heard that chicken picking, and then I heard Waylon go, and it changed my life because it suggested to me that you could be a roughneck and still care about art and beauty.
There you go. There you go. You write in the book Brief Transmissions from Tent Show Radio, you talk about the best seat in the house, which isn't even for sale at the ticket counter and which doesn't even have a clear view of the stage.
Yeah, it's backstage, and you can't see a thing, but you can see the little lights blinking under the stage, in the girders there, and you can hear the performers' feet as they're moving around the stage, even as the sound of the show goes out the other way. And also, because of the way the stage is set up, you can hear the few front rows of the audience. you can hear sounds from them. Like my favorite are the anticipatory titters when they know there's a laugh coming, or that moment of silence when they're really taken by something, when the silence speaks more than the applause. And then watching the performers move back and forth. And I always say, you can tell the people who've never been on before, they're pacing around and they're checking their notes. And then you've got the folks who've been performing for 35 years and they're checking their email and setting down their phone to go on stage because they're so comfortable. Yeah, it's a great seat from which to watch a big top show.
And the radio audience doesn't know, but we have Chris in here who used to be our, what was your title?
Assistant stage manager.
Chris Berg is our theater manager here at UW Marathon County, and he is videotaping all of this. Dear listeners, if you just tuned in, we are talking to Phil Anich and Michael Perry of Tent Show Radio. They're performing at the Grand Theater tonight. And if you would like to join the conversation, if you've ever seen Michael, if you've read his books, if you've watched Phil's production at Big Top Chautauqua, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742, and we'll put you on the air. Or if you'd like, just leave a message on our Route 51 Facebook page, and I will read it for you. Michael, Phil, let's take a quick break and then come back and play some live music.
Sounds great.
And
let her rip.
We'll be back with more of Route 51 Regional Talk Radio right after this.
Girthy but firm at 1,800 pounds. The Holstein stood 60 inches at the withers, poised on clean hooves and draped nose to heels in a tight-napped pelt the color of drift snow and coal tar. At the vertex of flank and thigh, her udder bloomed a sculpted marvel, big as a bushel, firm as a block of butter, boldly veined, furred with clean white hair, the texture of toasted velour, and anchored by twin milk veins running the abdomen like woolly ropes.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs. Businesses like D.B. Reinhardt Institute for Ethics, Access Prosthetics, and Gimme Shelter play a huge role in the success of WPR. Your business can too. More information at WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Greenwood Hills Country Club, Wausau, helping the community one round at a time with Make a Difference Mondays, a day open for all golfers to enjoy a round of golf while benefiting a Wausau area charity. Details at greenwoodhillscc.com.
And them mail order hikers with kayaks on their cars, mostly Subarus, tuned to NPR. He got a lumpy little dog and a shotgun by the bed. He got a bucket load of chaos in his head.
And we are back with you on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. I'm Glenn Moberg, and Michael Perry has a guitar. I've got a guitar. Phil Anich will soon have a guitar. We're going to play some live music for you, and then we'll be back with your phone calls at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. If you just joined us, Michael and Phil and the Blue Canvas Orchestra and some very special guests will be appearing tonight at the Grand Theater in Wausau, and there are still tickets available.
And we've got Charlie Parr, Frank Montano, and I can't remember the name of the choir. Wausau Lyric. Thank you very much.
Michael Perry.
You want me to let one rip here?
Yeah, let's do Way More Blues.
All right, we'll see what we can do. I'll waller through it.
Roll out of bed this morning, gave myself the evil eye. I roll out of bed this morning, gave myself the evil eye. You're a whole lot of too much woman, I'm just another guy. Well, it sure is hot for August, hotter than you thought it'd be. It sure is hot for August, hotter than you dreamed it'd be. Yeah, you best put some distance between you and me. Well, I bet you'd like to know I came to be this way. Yeah, I bet you'd love to know I came to be this way. That's the one part blame my mama, two parts blame the man who got away. Well, a black cat don't mean nothing, but that black dog will run you down. The old black cat don't mean nothing, but that black dog will run you down. I can hear him out there moaning on the darker side of town. So won't you choose me out a tombstone? Tell that man how to spell my name. Won't you choose me out a tombstone? Tell old Billy how to carve my name. No matter if that chisel slips, I'll be gone just the same. That's one part blame my mama, two parts blame the man who got away. That's one part blame my mama, two parts blame the man who got away. Television says an angel has got my back, yeah. That old man on the television says an angel has got my back, right? Last time I seen that angel, he was off the pace and he was fading fast. That's one part blame my mama, two parts blame the man who got away. That's one part blame my mama, two parts blame the man who got away. That's one part blame my mama, two parts blame the man who got away, got away, got away, got away.
Michael Perry. And Michael now is handing the guitar over to Phil Anich.
Don't teach that guitar anything fancy, Phil.
I was going to say, don't try this at home.
And Michael's guitar, of course, has the International Harvester logo.
That's right.
Really nice graphic art job on that.
Thank you. I got that decal on the internet.
Well, I'm, you know, we've talked a lot about what's taking place tonight. I will be singing tonight, but for the benefit of the audience, I will not be playing a guitar. We have some really exceptional players with the Blue Canvas Orchestra. But we're here having some fun here. So here's a song by Warren Nelson called Whatever Happened to the Dirt Road. Well, Warren Nelson, it was his idea to start Big Top Chautauqua. But it's always been a a lot of people involved in every aspect of it. Whatever happened to the dirt road me and Mama used to take to town? I remember Mama sitting by me in the buggy for the all-day ride in a gingham gown. Running the mule past one-room school by the lake down across the Carolina, I can't hear myself. Whatever happened to my neighbor down the road, the best friend I ever had, with a big white house and the old red barn to help put up in the springtime? Remember the year it hailed, the crops all failed, we had no money. First time I ever seen a grown man cry or righteous woman drink whiskey. Whatever happened to the dirt road me and Mama used to take to town? I'm and my mama sitting by me in the buggy for the all-day ride in a gingham gown. Running the mule past the one-room school by the lake down across the county line. Take one there, Glenn. How about another? I had a lot less trouble with my horses than with his automobile. The fuel we stacked in the back of the barn, the exhaust I spread on the field. Now the rural life is a dollar short, but the days are mile wide. In the short hot summers we show ourselves, in the long white winters we hide. Play a little tune in the parlor, a string band tune or two. Quill on the bed, log on the fire, brand new fiddle for you. I brought a little something home for Mama, it's sitting here in my hat. Tea all the way from China, she'll fly backwards for that. Whatever happened to the dirt road me and Mama used to take to town? I'm and my mama sitting by me in the doppies for the all-day ride in a gingham gown. Running the mule past the one-room school by the lake down across the county line. Those are fine old times.
Yes, sir.
Yeehaw! Phil Anich, Michael Perry, they will be performing on stage, Tent Show Radio. And if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. We'll be back with your phone calls and more conversation about Tent Show Radio and the show tonight at the Grand Theater in Wausau when Route 51 continues.
Her hair is frosted with feed dust and... She's got pine needles stuck in her banana clip. Her lips are dotted like twin strips of flypaper. And there is a June bug in her braces. You're young. You kiss her anyway.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Stevens Point Area Co-op, Peninsula Music Festival, and Import Auto Clinic. You too can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Find out more at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Wausau's Woodson Art Museum, presenting exhibitions featuring upcycled couture fashion and fiber arts on view through June 15th. Details about how to repurpose and reimagine everyday items at lywam.org.
And that's the one part way my mom, two parts blame the man who got away. That's the one part blame my mom, two parts blame the man who got away.
Well, we liked that so much when we did it live that we decided to play a little bit of it again. That's Michael Perry and his backup band, the Long Beds, doing, what's the name of this, the Waymore's Blues?
After Waymore's Blues, yeah. That's because I was washing dishes one night when I was a bachelor, and I was listening to the song Waymore's Blues, and that's when I went upstairs and wrote this song after that. So,
All right, there
which
you
was,
go.
Which makes it, it was a very momentous night, not because I wrote that song, but because I washed dishes.
You know, I wash dishes a lot, Michael, and I also do the laundry, and I buy the groceries and cook dinner. You know, marriages lasted 36 years, man.
Well, but I was a bachelor then, see, and so you only did the dishes when you absolutely had to, which was when you were chasing that last Cheerio around the milk moat in the Bundt cake pan.
You know, if you eat over the sink right out of the pan, you can cut down on your dishes. That's how I did it all those years.
If you just joined us, Michael and Phil will be performing with the Blue Canvas Orchestra tonight at the Grand Theater in Wausau. It's Tent Show Radio. On the road, they've performed in Madison and Eau Claire. Tonight it's Wausau. Tomorrow night, Friday night, it's Appleton. And there are still tickets available. 8420988 is the phone number for the Grand Theater. That's 8420988. And boy, I'm going to do this again. I keep mixing up phone numbers on these people. But if you'd like to join the conversation, we've got about another 10 minutes with these two fine gentlemen. 1-800-780-9742 or 1-800 or you can put a message on our Facebook page, the Route 51 Facebook page, and I will read it on the air, which I will do right now from Matthew, who says, what can we expect from Charlie Parr tonight?
Well, man, based on what every time I've ever seen Charlie Parr, you can expect to see one guy just about knock you out of your seat. He'll do three numbers. Each guest does three numbers, and we just kind of give him free rein on that. So
tell us about Charlie Parr for people who aren't familiar with him.
Well, you almost have to see. He's a one-man powerhouse. He just sits. The times I've seen Charlie, he just sits there in his chair and he stomps his foot and he wails away on that guitar and he sings the blues. He sings roots music and he sings it in a way that it can be haunting. It can blow you out of your seat. And most of all, it's just a powerful performance to see it coming from one guy like that. And the guy just, man, he plays all over. He's got a pickup truck, and he is on the road all the time. He's a man after my own heart. He's a road dog.
Now, Michael, you grew up in a fundamentalist Christian family, and you saw a lot of gospel music, a lot of church music. Was that an influence on your life? It had to have been.
Well, sure, although I was just discussing this with someone the other day. The church I was raised in, very loving. To this day, I have nothing but fondness for those folks, and I no longer believe as they do, but I'm certainly glad that they raised me. But things were pretty austere, and when we sang hymns, what I like about it is I learned to love to sing. I still love those old hymns, and I learned to sing kind of some fake harmonies with my brother. We'd sit together and find some notes. But because of the nature of that church, we could take the most joyful song and turn it into a funeral dirge. I mean, I just remember sitting there going, "Oh Lord, our hearts are filled with joy," that kind of thing. But I loved it, and the old ladies especially could sing just some hauntingly beautiful harmonies. The nearest I've ever heard to it is the hymns that Iris DeMent recorded. Mm-hmm. Sounds a lot like what I, yeah.
And you're also a teetotaler. I imagine that came from your background.
You know, yes and no. I was raised in a house where no one drank, but then, you know, like any kid, I certainly had my chances. But my parents defused it pretty early. I remember my mom, when I was still very young, they were at some place and there was wine being served, and she said, "You want to try that?" And I just about fell off my chair because I knew it was a big no-no. And she said, "Well, I'd rather you try it here than up some gravel road some night," which I thought was very practical of her. And then later, I made it into college without drinking, and then I just decided I probably never started. I got kind of some obsessive compulsive crawl into a dark hole tendencies, and I thought, I think probably I need just not to start.
Well, one thing alcohol is really good for is wasting your time, you know, and if you're writing books and doing CDs and performing live and being a paramedic and a chicken farmer and a pig farmer, there's not a lot of time to waste there, is there?
I still find ways to waste time, but not with alcohol.
Let's listen to another cut that's going to be performed tonight with the Blue Canvas Orchestra. This is a really pretty song called Shaman.
Shaman girl on the sidewalk with your baby at your side. Could you love a man in blue jeans? Tattered shirt and a cluttered mind. Bottom line, given time, we'll be fine. I am staring at the canyon. I am bringing you to mind. I am looking for an answer. I see rocks and sky and time. And I find as a raven flies, so do I. Hey, baby, I am straight three-quarter time. Hey, baby, I can be deaf, dumb, and blind. How I fly, how I fly, how I fly. A true life. Boatman, can you read the river? I hear rapids round the bend. Steady hand on the tiller. A little luck and a little dread. Bowser said, now I lay my head on the wedding bed. Should I grow to be an old man?
Michael, tell us about this song, Shaman Girl.
I wrote that song for my wife. She's a Falkirk, Wisconsin farm girl. She can drive a pickup truck and kill a chicken. But she also is far more educated than I, and she spent time in Central America. She's bilingual, and she studied shamanism. And so, on the one hand, she's just a good old cheesehead farm girl, and on the other hand, there are parts of her that are so mysterious I'm still trying to figure them out. And so this song was about meeting her and my eldest daughter, who's 14 now but was 3 when I met her and her mom. And that's the opening scene in the song. And then I sing about proposing. We proposed to each other during the clarinet solo of Yes Sir, That's My Baby in Preservation Hall in New Orleans. So that's the reference.
You write about meeting her and taking a ride along those beautiful little towns on the Lake Superior shore, Herbster, Cornucopia, and then ending that night at Big Top Chautauqua.
Yep, it all wound up at the Big Top, and we saw Greg Brown. And I just remember sitting outside before the show, and Phil has seen this for years, but one of the things I love about that is on a beautiful summer night, how the people are spread out, and then as the show gets closer, they just are drawn inward until finally everybody's in that tent and the show begins. I love it up there.
Let me read something that you wrote. I took myself out of the tent and imagined myself high in the sky above Mount Ashwa Bay, perhaps on man-made wings of silver, perhaps on feathers alone, and as the final few minutes of sunlight hit the sloped face of the earth, there far below I saw the still blue dot of this tent, surrounded by thousands of acres of quiet, twilight forest, and thinking of the power and color and life pulsing at the center of that blue dot.
I love it up there. I love that tent, and I can brag on it because I loved it before I was ever part of it.
We love having Michael describe our facility. It's so beautiful.
We're running out of time, gentlemen, so we better thank some people, right?
Yes, I want to thank Frank Montano. He'll be there tonight. Charlie Parr will be there tonight. And then the Wausau Lyric Choir is going to join us in the big finale at the end. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, it should be. Well, these have all been a lot of fun. We're really grateful for Wisconsin Public Radio. Glenn, thanks for having us here, too. I'd like to mention, too, people that you've heard a lot about Big Top Chautauqua here. You can check us out at bigtop.org, or if you're not savvy on the internet, you can call us at 888-BIG-TENT. And we've got another 65-show concert or season coming up here, and Again, thank you for Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you for carrying Tent Show Radio for these 20 years.
Thank you, Michael Perry and Phil Anich. And again, they appear tonight, Thursday night, at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Still tickets available. You can call the Grand at 715-842-0988. That's 842-0988. And you can have lunch with Michael Perry at the Marathon County Public Library in Wausau today, Thursday, at noon. You can also find out more about Michael at his website, sneezingcow.com. His most recent music CD with the Longbeds is Tiny Pilot. His most recent book is From the Top, Brief Transmissions from Tent Show Radio. Phil Anich's first CD is titled Writing My Vocal Range. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producers, Jane Ritger and Crystal Waters. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Next week on Route 51, our guest is retiring Wausau West music instructor, Phil Book. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. And until next week, we're heading out of town.
To see my shadow on the tower wall is all my company.